So do I sound terrible?
You don't sound as good.
Yeah.
We'll say that much.
That's a nice way of putting it.
You've got a great personality.
I'm smart, basically.
Yeah. We did invite you on for your good looks.
Yeah. I know. I'm trying to get into the chat room, but your stupid CAPTCHA is like, I'm like on the fourth try here.
It's not my CAPTCHA.
See if this works. How are you supposed to interpret these letters? Seriously.
I don't know. There's probably a way I could.
I'm going to get locked out probably after the next try.
The BB. Locked out of her own chat room.
Oh, I made it. I'm in. Whew. Yeah, so I don't know what's up with it.
The beeping sounds like there's a smoke alarm.
Yeah.
That needs a battery.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. There is. Okay. Yeah, I'm just bringing the show down today because the internet was out at my office. I don't know what the deal is. And so I have to do it at home. And I don't have any of my equipment here. And yes, there's a smoke alarm that started beeping this morning. And I was rushing around trying to like get the thing off the ceiling 10 minutes ago before we did this. But I can't get it unscrewed off the ceiling. I don't know. Maybe I don't know why it is this complicated to change this battery. But yeah.
Well, so, at least Adam sounds Skypey today, too. So,
do I really?
Yeah.
I don't know what the universe is against our show, I guess. Because
yeah,
last week I had to cancel last minute, and then this week my internet's not working. And oh, well.
So on that note, should we start this thing?
The most depressing podcast ever.
Which was our second choice for the name, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So I haven't talked to you guys in 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, I assume you listened to the show with our last, right? You got caught up and...
Yeah, but not like...
That wasn't like a committed yeah. That was like a... I'm going to say yes and see if they notice and...
I realize that sounded a little less sure than I meant it to.
Yeah, but, I did. No, I did. Yeah, for sure.
I did, yeah. No, but I still didn't get to talk to you, though.
Well, you don't usually talk anyway, so it was kind of like... No, we, in all fairness, Tim and I realized that, Adam, you're the glue that holds this thing together, because there's spaces there that just needed like a uh-huh or... What? I wasn't listening. Something like that, anyways, to sort of fill the space.
Well, in my defense, okay, last week we were both unprepared, and as much as we joke about it, usually either I or Chris come prepared to the show. Like if nobody prepares for the show, it is a disaster.
Yeah. So, did you prepare this week, Tim?
Yeah,
so
I prepared.
Okay.
So instead of just me being unprepared, everyone was unprepared last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I had an excuse, though. I was flying.
True.
You were high?
High on life.
Mm-hmm.
I was flying. I was high in the air.
Yeah.
So, and apologies for the live stream, folks. Well, I'm apologizing. I don't know if I should be the one. The smoke alarm is going to... Makes me nervous. It feels like I'm in the room with some smoke alarm that's constantly going off.
Is that really super loud?
That'll be the intellectual radio program drinking game for episode 13. So every time you hear the smoke alarm beep, take a shot. Take a drink.
Oh, man.
I'm drinking coffee, so I'm not endorsing drunkenness at 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock, whatever the heck time it is in the stupid daylight savings time world. But it's just a little extra. Yeah, like Big 2K adds flavor to the show.
Yeah,
well, the thing is we have to remember. So when we're not on daylight savings time. Oh no. Yeah. When we're not on daylight savings time, Chris and I are on the same time zone.
Yeah.
Right now it's 2 o'clock for me, it's 2 o'clock for Chris.
So it does make life easier that way.
Oh, nice.
But this is an hour later for me to record than I was before. Like it's
okay. Your time didn't change, right?
No, we don't change ever.
You see, this is the only reason why that's the case is because you don't have it in your calendar, I think.
Yeah, see, well, I had it in the, this is exactly what people tune in for, I'm sure, but I had it in, I have a Google Calendar that I use.
Right.
And that's where, that's Interlock, James, I think, Saskatchewan, where time stands still. I have it in a Google Calendar with time zone set to something. I can't remember what, but it's set to something. And so that's what's feeding the live stream page that everybody sees. So it actually was showing for 1 o'clock my time, like an hour ago, that we should be recording. And I assumed that that would then adjust and get figured out for all the daylight savings time folks like So Devious and other folks who were wondering why it wasn't starting at 1 o'clock an hour ago. But it didn't. Because on the live page, it did show that we should have started an hour ago, the calendar. So I went in and adjusted it because Tim said, no, it's in an hour. Plus, yeah, I was walking back from dropping my son off at school, so I didn't really have a choice.
we're recording at the same time that we were last week for me.
No, it's an hour later.
No, it's the same time.
How about for you, Adam? It's as if this is the first time any three of us have ever encountered time zone changes.
It's the same time, but technically it's an hour later. It's 3 o'clock right now. This time last week it would have been 4 o'clock.
Daylight savings time. Screwing things
up. I don't know about everybody on the internet is complaining about daylight savings time. I like it.
Wait a minute. Are we in it right now or out of it right now?
I have no idea. The show? I think that's the whole point.
I think we're out of it right now and we go back in it in the spring. Is that right? Whatever time we're in right now is the time it should be always. In my opinion.
Right. Oh, you're one of those.
Yes. Mm. Definitely.
Sitting on his porch.
I hate the time change.
Drinking the whiskey, shooting the shotgun, and yelling at strangers about daylight savings.
Everyone's like, oh, I want more, sun in the evening or whatever. I mean, it's starting to get dark early now, and I was just driving down the road the other day. I was thinking, man, I love this time of year. I love when it gets dark at 6:30.
You should come here. It gets dark at 5:30.
Actually, here's the thing. I like the variety. I like that in the summer you have more, it's longer, and in the winter it gets dark earlier. I don't know. This is just my favorite time of year. When it starts getting dark early and it's cold and chilly outside, it feels very Christmassy and Thanksgivingy and all that stuff. And this is it's the best time of year, in my opinion.
Right, because you guys have Thanksgiving a week later too. That's the other thing you guys do wrong.
Well, we do it when it's supposed to be done. So
that gets too close to Christmas for me. I hope everybody's coffee drunk.
I just know it's in November. So
Lars said he's going to be coffee drunk by the end of the show.
Listen, I'm trying to when I stop talking, mute my mic, but sometimes I forget. So
this is shaping up to be the best episode ever. Okay, Sam. So what are we talking about next?
Well, there's a couple of news items on the docket if we want to talk about those. I know that they're not our preferred topics.
No,
Twitter went public. That's one of them.
Yeah. Did you guys buy stock?
No. Not for $45.
Okay, so what do you think? I know Adam doesn't care, but what do you think?
What's Twitter?
I always thought Twitter was public unless you hit the little private, locked button or whatever.
Right.
No, anyway.
Do you have stock in anything?
So as we're talking right now, it's trading at $47.69, which is, has been as high as $50 a share.
Which is above IPO.
Yeah.
I think it's going to drop.
Do you guys have stock in anything?
No.
No, me neither.
I don't have stock in anything either.
I kind of pretend that I do though. So I keep track of the stocks that I'm interested in and everything.
Google used to have, maybe they still do, you could do that with their Google Finance app thing, website, whatever. I don't know how you find stuff on Google anymore. I can't. There we go. Finance. Google.ca/finance. Anyways. Or .com if you're not in Canada, which most of you aren't. Anyways, you could do that where you could sort of like throw in how much stock you bought and at what price it, or obviously on what day, and then it would fill in the price and stuff, and you could sort of track what you would actually have been worth if you had done that. So I had done right. that way back when, I can't remember, I don't want to pretend like I'm, yeah, if I had bought Apple stock, let's say, anyways, when I said I was going to 100 shares, I would have be up 188%, which was, I can't remember, I don't see the dollar values on that. Anyways, more money. All the stuff, if I had put all the things that I, whenever this was like 4 or 5 years ago anyways, that I'd done this, and overall I'd be up 141%. So,
see, my problem is that I could afford to probably buy one stock, you know, and I don't think that's really going to help me much.
And I'm way too, like, after the fact, thanks, Matt, intellectual radio program, Market Watch. We need like a...
We have one of those. Yes, we have a soundboard there.
I don't have it queued up. But yeah, it's, I'm always like way after the fact, like, oh, why don't I invest in Apple now in 2012 when...
It's like, yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like in 2008, you think, oh man, if only I'd invested in 2003. And in 2012, you think, oh, if I'd only invested in 2008.
Okay, so why not then with Twitter, say, do we not, like, I mean, do we think it's going to do a Facebook sort of faceplant thing? Or is
I
it...
do. I mean, oh, yeah, well, I'm not like some sort of financial expert, but I mean,
don't
Apple
take stock
has,
advice from us.
Apple sells something. I mean, they have a product, you know, they have a way to make money, and Twitter doesn't. So unless they come up with some way, I mean, I don't see it, you know, I don't see it growing that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that stock dropping within the next 6 months.
Well, the same thing that happened with Facebook, right? When they, like, a whole bunch of folks bought into it because it's this great new thing, but then all the smart people who actually know what they're doing with the stock market sold a bunch of their stock. I mean, I'm paraphrasing as an idiot, but it, and then they all made their millions or whatever off of all the dummies like us who tried to run out and grab shares of this tech company just because it's a tech company. So, yeah. Anyways, I'm adding it to my portfolio is all I'm saying.
Are you going to do that every time, Chris? Are you going to laugh every time it beeps?
I think so, yeah. Nerds complaining about stuff. That's what every podcast is pretty much, isn't it?
I can't imagine ever really having, like, being in a financial state where I could buy stocks, because to me, like, since I know so little about it, and it just feels like magic, that I would have to feel like any money I would spend on stock would just be money that I could otherwise just throw away, you know,
just burn.
And, yeah, exactly. Just light, you know, if I'm going to do that, then I have to expect that I may never see it again. And I don't know that I'll ever reach a point where I'll have like stacks of cash that, you know, I could just toss out the window.
Well, it's not even about that. Like, I remember talking to Sam Selfis, who owns, you know, stock in quite a bit of companies. And what he would do is, I think like half of his savings would go to buying stock, and then the other half would go into like a savings account. And I always thought that that was smart, you know? No, I've always felt really stupid and not really planned out my finances very well. So I admire people that do that a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah. I guess just because I don't know anything about it. It just seems so, like I said, it's almost like magic. I don't know what makes it go up or down, and, you know, just seems like a total shot in the dark to me.
Well, especially if the primary stock that you follow is Apple, and you read a lot of, say, Gruber and, I was going to say Mac McGruber, but anyways, Daring Fireball and stuff. And, because that's the one that seems to always sort of like not do what it's supposed to do in the stock market overall, where it drops when they announce new products and all that kind of stuff. And there's various reasons why and all that stuff. We won't pretend to be smart enough to explain it all. But where Apple is this weird one outlier, there is a little bit more predictability. Anyways, this is turning into a stock market show that clearly shouldn't.
This is what people listen for.
I know. I think so. That's why... Oh, she came back. I was going to say, that's why I so devious left the chat room. Because Anyways, what was I think? See, it would be fun to buy. Like, just I guess sometimes I feel like, as a nerd who enjoys these things, and we talked about, I think Tim and I, we talked about this last week, maybe with Netflix, or it was a while ago, with your blog, or web blog, and you know, putting a bit of money behind this fandom that we have towards things, and I guess with Apple, obviously, we do put a fair amount of money behind the thing with the computers and the phones and the pads that we buy, but something like a Twitter or a Facebook. Putting a couple stocks in, or buying a couple stocks in it, and seeing where it goes, I guess. But I
have a confession to make, actually, about Apple.
Uh-oh.
Not a fan anymore?
I went to the Apple store and I was like, I'm just gonna look. I'm not gonna buy anything. I came home with an iPad Air.
What? Whoa, I got echo. I heard my what again. That's crazy. So you got one.
It's pretty awesome. But the thing is, here's the pad, the old one, in like the next couple of days, or else I'm going to have to take it back because I can't. Like, after I bought it, I was like, you know what? I don't think I can afford this. Oh, man, I'm so stupid. I'm telling you, I'm stupid. I am stupid with my finances.
See, this is one of those things where today, go set up a Google Finance. Well, you have your Google account. And whatever amount of money you paid for the Air, less what you hopefully sell your iPad for, buy Twitter stock in it, right? And then see in 6 months or a year from now, episode, whatever that'll be, 45 or something of this show, which one would have been a better investment? How much? I mean, obviously you can't put a value on the joy of using an iPad Air, but so have you opened it up? Did you unbox it?
I did.
And so
it's super light, man. Oh my goodness. I didn't think it was going to be a huge difference.
Yeah.
Cause you have a
but it is
3 or 4 right now.
I have the 4.
Okay, yeah.
I'm holding out for the Retina Mini. That's the one I'm going to get.
Yeah, it's coming sometime in November, right? They said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
a lot of people are saying that it might not drop until Black Friday.
Yeah, I heard that too. I won't get one right away anyway because, just probably won't be able to get one right now, but that's the one I'm going to get. Once I sell, like I said, I've got this iPad 3 that's in perfect condition because I rarely use it. So I'm going to sell that and see what I can get for that. And then, then get the Retina Mini.
Yeah, but I might not keep it.
So how about, how's performance as far as that goes? Like,
I think in terms of specs, I a lot of the difference. They feel a lot similar. I think the really big sell, especially for me, is the form factor and the lightness of the iPad. Because I do a lot of reading on the iPad, and I tend to take my iPad places to read, and the new form factor I can easily hold it with one hand, and it doesn't feel heavy to hold it, you know, with one hand.
Yeah.
Whereas the other one, you know, I kind of had to rest it on something.
Hmm.
My gut most of the time.
And if it,
I just love the size of the Mini. Like, since I got the Mini, that's what I'm saying. I never used this this 3. You know, the Mini's just perfect. So yeah.
Okay, so I just did it.
Gone to hold the Air though.
No, I haven't seen one in,
I have
in
not
flash.
Yeah,
so I just did. I put 10 shares of Twitter for $470, basically $47 a share, in my portfolio today, and we'll see where we're at in a few months, Tim.
All right.
Did you guys ever read that article? I don't remember. And maybe it's just sort of folklore or whatever, but there was some article written that said it calculated that when the first iPod came out, instead of buying that, if you had bought that much worth of Apple stock, like how much you would have now, and it was just ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, if you bought Apple stock instead of the iPad or whatever, which I think, now there was actually a generator, I think, even like where you could.
Yeah, I think that's right. Something like that.
Yeah, this one is, I'll just throw a link in the show notes. But yeah, even, what's the most recent thing he's got on this thing? Third gen iPad. So that's 2012, beginning of 2012. Shares were at 629. Or no, which one? Which column's which? Oh, smoke alarm. yeah, even that one, you would still be up like to $90 or whatever. So
that's crazy. The first one, if you, instead of spending $2,400 on a Power Mac G3 in 1997, if you had bought that much worth of stock, you'd have over $300,000 today.
Well, here's the interesting one for me, or like that's kind of fun to do, because what was your first Apple product that you bought? Whatever that is, go find it in that list. Because so for me, it was an eMac G4. I can't remember which model exactly, but give or take anyway. So I think it was the $1,000 one. So in May 2003, I paid around $1,000 for an eMac, and I should have bought Apple stock because I would have $68,000 right now if I hadn't.
Wow.
I mean, I wouldn't have been able to sit and play with iMovie 2 or whatever it was that was on there and all those sorts of things. But yeah.
I think mine was PowerBook. What was this? It was a PowerBook G4. Yeah, that's crazy. If I had gotten stock instead of the thing, I'd have $107,000.
Yeah, so whatever.
Can we please take a break in the show for him to either replace or turn the alarm, the smoke alarm off, please?
I tried to do it. I can't do it. I'm that dumb.
Seriously. Let's. This is gonna be like a fundraising update. Let's crowdsource some funding for Adam to buy a Nest thermostat for his house, so he can just that new Nest thing that has like the smoke alarm built in and whatever. And then we can.
Yeah, but then instead we'd hear the battery is low. The battery is low. Like every
and Adam still wouldn't be able to replace it.
Yeah.
It's true. I don't know how to operate this stuff.
I picture Adam like he's like sitting in his chair in his lazy boy, feet up, and he's like reaching up. He's like, I can't reach the smoke light. I don't know how to change it. I can't reach it. Someone get me my stick.
Pretty accurate, actually. Before I reach, I tell my 4-year-old to climb up the bookshelf and see if she can get to it. And if she can't, then I try to reach. But yeah.
Yeah. It's always best to send your kids into mortal danger first, just to make sure. Might as well call out the weak.
Just to test the waters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No sense you getting hurt. You're the money earner here.
It's true.
Sure. All right. Anything else on the docket, Tim? I like saying docket. It makes it sound like we're something more official.
Let's see. The only other story that I thought was interesting was Skype changing its desktop API. They talked about this a little bit a couple of months ago, actually. But they did make some changes to it. They're going to continue to allow desktop recording. But chat is still going away. This is being reported by the next Dave.
And as we talk about Skype, Tim goes Skypey.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah. So they're doing away with the chatting, huh?
Well, no, just in the API though, right?
Oh, okay.
Right?
Right.
So
right.
It will still have the annoying chat thing. Not annoying, but the chat window that you can never find when you're actually using Skype.
Right.
It'll still be there, but just the API access to it. But that's a good about face on their part as far as letting, obviously the response from, I would imagine, mainly the podcast community was kind of like, no, you can't do this. We're going to jump to Google Hangouts or I don't know, something else if you do this. So
I don't think our podcast community is that big to.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what
Microsoft
else.
Microsoft go back on their stuff.
There must be other, there's obviously other folks who use it enough to maybe for like a lawyer's office call recorder thing or whatever. I don't know.
Right.
Big business somewhere.
How's it going to affect, like, so you're not going to be able to use things like call recorder anymore?
No, you weren't going to. They were going to take that ability out of the API, but now they've put it back in, or said they're, I guess they never took it out, but they were said they're going to, and then they've backpedaled on that a bit. So, yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. I just think, I mean, here's another company that is under Microsoft that just seems like they don't know what they're doing. You know, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. They could easily be that, like, they are sort of the de facto communication standard, but they're ripe for with things like FaceTime and even Google Hangouts that Google is going to just basically force on everybody with a Google account, things like that. They're kind of ripe for whatever disruption, if that's the word you want to use. But
yeah, I agree.
Plus, it's,
have you tried the Hangouts, Chris, for a show?
Well, we did. You were on that show.
I know that. I mean, like, for a recording one, like a normal show.
It makes it too easy sometimes. No, but I think actually it would be fun. What it would be fun, I think, is to start a show that is purely that, right? Like, that does away with, in some form, or I don't know, it gets all complicated trying to, like, record the audio and the video and all that kind of stuff together and make it all so it doesn't take hours to put out. But, you know, to set up just a show that is just a live streamed video show that you do and isn't necessarily a technically a podcast or whatever. Because as YouTube adds more and more, like, I've gone on rants on YouTube here before, but the YouTube app, let's say on your iPhone, you have subscriptions in there. You can watch subscriptions to stuff like, or sorry, keep up with shows, quote unquote shows on YouTube that you subscribe to just the same way as you would with a podcast player. And I mean, you have that device wherever you go. It's kind of blurring the lines of how that all could work, but like, there's no reason why you couldn't have the YouTube app playing in your car while you're driving and just be listening to the discussion the same way you are right now to it, you know, in your, whatever your device you're of choice. So
is there like an easy way with, if you're doing like a Google Hangout to, I mean, they're both Google products, to like easily convert that into like a YouTube video?
Oh yeah, for sure. It does it automatically, basically. Like, they make it easy. It's not necessarily like as good a quality as what we would be recording. I mean, you'd still have the smoke alarm, I guess. So I can't see, we even drove Matt Steele to leave. He was so frustrated with
Dude, there's nothing I could do, okay?
I know. There's literally nothing you could do.
I seriously tried to remove it, and I couldn't get it off. I was about to break it. And I was like, I don't want to break
this. No, I know. I don't want you to put your family in jeopardy of...
And then you were calling, and then...
Well, it's in jeopardy either way. It's running out of battery.
True.
It's true. I guess we need to stop having, like, the campfires in the middle of the kitchen now.
Yes, yeah. What?
Need to roast the marshmallows in the backyard.
So one thing I just want to say on the Skype thing is, I think my issue is a bigger rant with companies that are leaders in a given space. And I think that that's what bothers me. I feel like companies can create a product, and once it's good and it's popular, they seem to not care anymore about what their users want. And to me, that really bothers me. And I've seen that more and more. You know, Twitter does that. Instagram does that. Facebook is doing that. Skype is doing it. You know, a lot of these tech companies, when they become the leaders of their space, they don't care anymore. They'll do whatever they need to do to make sure that they're profitable. And that kind of bothers me.
I'm just going to wait and see how long until you got a beep there from them. Whenever, as soon as you want the smoke alarm to beep, then it doesn't beep.
I was muted. I was trying to be
nervous. Gotcha. No, I'm with you, though. I think, like, it's just disappointing as a... We've gotten used to it, and I suspect that we're not far from a future where even less people care that the services they use sort of changed away from being user-focused and dollar-focused, you know? But it's just... It's too bad, because Well, even something like Instagram. Like, there's no reason why they couldn't have kept growing as an independent company, and they would have certainly had to throw ads in or do some sort of charge money for something, right? Right? But... yeah, I don't know. I mean, when someone throws, like, Facebook comes along with $1 billion in your face, I guess it's hard to just be like, all, no, we're going to stick to our users and not sell out for $1 billion. But I don't know.
Right.
It's kind of crazy. I don't know what I would do if I was an app developer, like building something, like, you know, whatever, like an SSKTM thing. Let's say it was big enough and someone came along, some big media conglomerate came along and said, Fox News said, hey, we want to buy SSKTM and here's $1 billion. And I would be like, no, I don't like you. And I want to stick to my guns of no stupid advertising and whatever you're going to force me to do. And then they'd say, how about $1 billion? And I'd be like, oh, okay. That was my mark. So
true limit.
Yeah.
Wow.
But speaking of companies doing things right, Netflix, they're new. They picked up 4 Marvel live action series that they're going to be developing.
Yeah, I'm so happy.
Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, and Luke Cage, which I'm not, obviously I know Daredevil, I'm not as familiar with the other three, but anything like this where they do original, like they've done such a great job with most of their original programming that this can't
Whoa. What do you mean most? All of it.
I don't know what all of it is. I guess there's, obviously
there's House of Cards.
Yeah, House of Cards and
Arrested Development. Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
They've done 2 comedy specials. I just watched Aziz Ansari's comedy special.
Oh yeah, I saw that weekend. On there. Is it good?
It's hilarious.
Yeah,
he's great.
Have you watched Thinky Pain yet?
What is that?
That's Mark Maron's comedy special he did with Netflix.
Oh, no, I haven't watched that one. No.
Is there another one? I knew of the one you just mentioned and Mark Maron's. Is there a third?
There is a third. I know. I can see the cover art in my head, but I don't know who it is.
Hmm.
But there is a third.
Oh, there's a guy, the Canadian guy. What's his name? Russell Peters, I think, did one.
Huh.
And maybe that's just showing in Canada. I don't know.
I don't remember, but I mean, it's been awesome. I can't wait to see these shows.
Lars is saying in the chat room that Hemlock Grove, is that a Netflix show? I don't know. I don't know what's I haven't watched everything. Like, I don't click and play everything. Obviously, I don't see that Netflix logo start up or whatever. So I don't know which all the stuff that's. Yeah. It looks like it's a horror thriller show developed by Netflix. So.
Oh, I didn't know about that one.
I felt like their season of Arrested Development was weak too. But
snap. Really?
Yeah, actually we started watching it like 6, maybe we got 4 or 5 episodes in and we haven't actually gone back to finish it. That's how uninspired we were, I guess, to watch it. I really wanted to like it, and maybe my expectations were too high, but
yeah, I think my expectations were too. I mean, the first 3 seasons were, you know, one of my all-time favorite shows. And so maybe my expectations were just too high for it, but I didn't think it was that great.
And between like I'm now almost the end of season 3 of the show, the meth show. Why am I blanking on
the meth show? Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. and then Orange is the New Black. My wife is like, and I watch with her sometimes, and what else is on there that we, and then obviously kid stuff. Yeah. I haven't gone back to Arrested Development in a while. So
yeah,
I kind of feel obligated to finish it, but I don't also, it wasn't like a man, I want to see what happens next type of feeling.
I can't wait for season 2 of House of Cards. I don't know when that's going to come out, but
yeah, I'm looking forward to that one too. I think that came out in like January of last year, right?
I think it was later than that.
Oh,
maybe it was January. I don't, maybe it was Seems to me, no, I think it was later because we were talking about it.
Yeah, but I watched it late.
Oh, okay.
I watched it way later than when it came out.
Yeah, 2014 anyways, it looks like it's saying. At least it hasn't been officially announced. So anyway, yeah, that was a great show too.
That'll be good.
Yeah, I'm looking for
chance. I gave The Wire a shot, Chris.
Oh, wait, what do you mean you gave it a shot? I thought you said you loved it.
Well, I did. I loved the first season was amazing. And I think I tried like 4 times to get into season 2. I watched the first few episodes. I just could not get into it. I was really disappointed. I haven't gone back to it since, but I may try again. But
yeah, I remember season 2 takes a while because it's like they changed focus to the port area, right, and stuff.
And yeah, it was like a different show. I mean, it was like, you know, all the characters were, some of the major characters from the first season have barely been in season 2, at least as far as I was, and everything was different. It just felt like a completely different show, you know?
Yeah.
I was not expecting at all.
Yeah. If you get where is it? I think it's like halfway through or so, they begin to tie it back into the first season. And you get to see Stringer Bell and all that stuff. Those guys sort of working back into the storyline and sort of they pull back the camera, I guess, from just the port area into the rest of the
season. And then is season 3 more like, is it just a whole new thing too?
Yeah, it's, well, no, the season 3 is back sort of on the drug dealers and stuff. I'm trying to remember now. But yeah, it's definitely, yeah, season 3 is more like the politics of the mayoral race and stuff like that tied into the drug stuff that's going on.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it sort of twists back and forth. Season 4, I think, is the education system one. Yeah. But again, it's still tied into the drug stuff. So
yeah, I might give it another shot, but I you know, it was taking me so long just to get through the first couple episodes. I just was not very interested in what was going on. So
yeah
might try it again.
I'm really looking forward to season 2 of Orphan Black that comes back in April.
Oh yeah, nice. Something to look forward to in the cold winter months ahead here. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where they go with that one, because that one kind of almost have to rewatch some of that one to before season 2 comes out to remember what actually went down and who is who.
Yeah,
hey, what episode
here.
Of Game of Thrones were we supposed to watch this week? Did we stop doing that?
Oh man!
Oh, I forgot to watch again.
Just admit it, Chris. You didn't even watch all that time. You didn't watch a single episode.
You're right. I was just watching Sesame Street instead.
You just Googled like the, you know, the wiki on that episode.
The Spark Notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of things to watch, are any of you interested or going to watch the new Thor?
Oh, totally.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That looks so uninteresting to me.
What?
Well, I haven't even seen a trailer, so I don't know what it's about at all. I just know that I really enjoyed the first one. So,
you enjoyed the first one?
Yeah, I did.
It was a terrible movie.
Well, that's probably true, but I'm just saying that I think I watched. I didn't watch it when it came out.
How could you like that garbage, Adam?
I'm inconsistent sometimes, Tim. But
you like Thor, but you didn't like Superman. What the heck is wrong here?
No. Yeah, they're
after
completely
all
different.
This time, now you come to visit me, brother. Why?
Chris, why do you play these trailers that no one can watch? I'm
just trying to conjure the spirit of what we're talking about.
I wish I could trust you. If you did, you'd
it is a little, like Tim had said, a little Inception-ish.
Well, it's that Inception. Music, too. But
yeah.
No, I liked, I guess when I say I liked it, I was thinking in terms of, I watched when Avengers came out, I wanted to see that, so I went and kind of caught up on some of the superhero movies that I hadn't seen. So I watched Thor. I watched Captain America. What was the other one? I watched...
Oh, so you didn't watch Thor in theaters?
No.
No, me neither. I caught up on all those on Netflix, actually.
I think I watched Thor and Captain America, and it seems like there's one other one that relates to the Avengers.
There's the Hulk one that's
not. Yeah, I had seen.
There hasn't been a new Hulk though.
I had seen that one though. Anyway, of those, like, I wasn't a big fan of Captain America, and I watched those two back to back, and so maybe it was just by comparison. I thought, oh, Thor's pretty good.
I think the characters really did well in the Avengers. I think the only movie that to me was interesting on its own was Iron Man.
Well, that was definitely the best one in my opinion. But
right. And the thing is, Natalie Portman was not in Thor nearly enough for me to watch that movie.
That's your only concern with all these movies, Tim. It's Amy Adams or Natalie Portman or, you know, what's the girl from Spider-Man?
You know what? I will stop denying. I will stop denying it and just admit to it.
But I would also agree with you that any movie that Natalie Portman is in, she is not in nearly enough.
Yeah.
Can we just say that?
Yes. Yes. It's the reason why I don't like the new Spider-Man. I don't think Emma Stone is good in that movie. I don't have anything against her. I like her in other movies, but I don't think she's good in Spider-Man.
And I didn't really care for that movie anyway.
And to me, Andrew Garfield is too handsome to play Spider-Man.
You like an uglier, like a...
Like, Tobey Maguire was good because Tobey Maguire looks like a nerd, you know? And Peter Parker is a nerd. He's socially awkward, but Andrew Garfield isn't.
Yeah, he looks, well, he's the postmodern nerd, like the guy who, the nerd that, the new nerd. Checking Twitter means you're a nerd and using Instagram and.
No.
He's the cool version. He's the modern cool nerd. Tobey Maguire was back when nerds still weren't cool yet.
Yeah.
But I agree. I know a lot of people disagreed, but I liked the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 1 far more than this new one.
I think have you gone back and watched it, though? I think Tobey Maguire is just a bit too, like, whiny, snivelly little snot kind of boy guy that...
I haven't. So maybe if I did go back and watch it, it would be like, oh, this is actually pretty crappy. But yeah. at the time, I liked it.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So that's superhero movies.
that's the TV segment.
Anything else we want to...
I'm surprised there's still anyone in this chat room.
Huh? I still can't believe you like Thor.
Here's what I think. Thor was, I had very fairly low expectations for Thor, and so because I'd heard it wasn't like the best one when I went through that sort of catching up on all the superhero movies with my brother-in-law, yeah. Anyway, and
hurt yourself.
I don't, it's hard to process the English language.
Process
the. Well, aren't you guys taking a shot every time the smoke alarm grows? There you go. I thought it was better than I thought it was going to be, which I guess doesn't mean it was necessarily a great movie, but Iron Man and Iron Man 2 I kind of just expected to have fun and be really good, and same thing with the Avengers when it came out, but and even Captain America, actually, for I guess I'm just a sucker for it. Has to be a really bad movie if it's in the superhero genre. It has to be really bad for me not to enjoy it, like Superman, right? Like that the latest one, which we discussed ad nauseum in the previous incarnation of this show, but and we finally, I think, got Tim to admit that he was wrong, right? Didn't we do that? Do we need to go back and play back the tape?
I didn't like it as much the second. I still think it's a good movie.
Right. So we'll agree to disagree, but it's there certainly is bad superhero movies, and I would guess, like, I even like the old Batman movies, the old ones being like the Tim Burton and stuff, if I went back and watched them now, definitely wouldn't hold up. Although the first one with Jack Nicholson and the Joker is I've seen it since and it's still a good show. But yeah, I just love the I don't know, the escape of watching a stupid superhero movie is I guess that's part of the reason why I go to movies and enjoy watching them. So
yeah.
Did anyone get bothered by the fact that Chris Evans is Captain America and the Human Torch?
Wait,
like, you can't be two characters in the same universe.
When was he the Torch? Oh, in Fantastic Four, right?
Yeah, he was in the Fantastic Four. I mean, those were terrible. Those were terrible. They need to redo them.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw those.
Yeah, I saw one of those, I think, yeah.
They were terrible, but here I go again. Jessica Alba.
You got Skyped again for a second there. I assume you said something about Jessica Alba. Maybe you got bleeped because it wasn't appropriate.
Jessica Alba made those movies worth it.
Clearly we need someone of the female persuasion's opinions to help balance out the testosterone of the male viewing experience. But anyways, what was I going to say? That should be like every time we hear the smoke alarm beep, it's like a top. We have to stop and change topic right then. That's like,
yeah.
All right. Well, before we wrap up, I guess what's new in the worlds of Tim and Adam? Anything going on? What you want to chat about? We usually start off the show by catching up, but we didn't really do that. We just mocked Adam and then.
Tim, are you moving to New York? This is the second time you've been out there in like a couple months.
No, I was out there with a list apart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we all got together and
you can also drink anytime. Strategize. Tim drops, name drops. That's what we talked about last week, I think, actually. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know that Tim was chatting with Jeffrey Zeldman, Adam?
Yeah, I think so.
It was fun.
Cool.
But other than that, nothing much has happened. I'm in the middle of moving a show that I have to a prestigious podcast network. So we'll see how that goes.
You're bringing a show to SSKTN?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet.
It's a shame you don't have like an automated way of doing this. It's a pain.
Just the old facts in your episodes.
but your bookmarklets are pretty awesome.
That's what the ladies tell me. Hi, Adam. How's your how's your theming thing coming along?
It's coming along.
Yeah.
Today, I would say today is first day I've had to work on it in a while, and so I spent most of the day on it, and it's like the digital version of crumpled paper all over the floor.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Sounds like Adam.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So. Working on that stuff. still don't know what I'm doing with my other podcast, but I'm in a bit of a slump, I think. But yeah, not a ton new.
You recently helped with Brian Hoff's recipe or food site, right?
Yeah.
His food blog.
Food blog.
Food blog.
What's the URLs for that?
It's eat2please.com.
It's so gorgeous, man.
Eat two, please.
Yeah.
So gorgeous.
Yeah, it was fun to work on.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that I'm realizing, like, when I see work like that, that I'm not really a good designer or a good front-end developer. So basically, I just get by being a little bit... By being good at a little bit of both. It's amazing the work you guys did on that. It looks really nice.
Right. Yeah, I don't feel particularly...
It's not working for me. Am I... have I had too many... Eat to please?
Eat to please. Yeah. Are you on IE6 or something?
No, the site itself is not loading. Eat2please.com is not doing anything for me.
Oh, well, now you got me worried.
It's up for me.
Yeah, it's up for me, too.
Okay, put the link in the chat room. Thank you, Smoke Alarm. That's like the fourth character on the show, I think, is the Smoke Alarm.
Well, I think, I don't know that anyone, I wonder if anyone else can hear it, because I remember listening to Build and Analyze, and like every 5 minutes, Marco's going off about how there's workers outside his room or the air conditioner just turned on, and I never heard anything. It was always like...
No, Matt Steele left because the smoke alarm is going off. Oh, I see. Eat two, please. Thank you. See, that's... It's with the number two.
Oh, yeah. It's not eat two, please.
Right. Yeah.
It's but, eat two, please.
Right. Anyway, that was a fun project. I think I'm going to try to take it easy over the next couple months. Only got a couple things going on, and you know, take some time off that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And work on this. Work on these side projects.
Oh, I'm not going to be here next week.
Oh, nice.
I should probably tell you guys that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to know.
I'm making a trip out to California to visit my parents.
Oh, nice.
Finally.
Finally. Yeah. Do you do the Disneyland or any of those kind of, where, I don't know where they are in California. You don't have to say if you don't want to, but do you go do the, any sort of touristy type stuff, or is it kind of just chill at home and eat food?
Yeah. I mean, I could, if I wanted to, they live in San Diego. But you know, like I haven't been home in over a year. So I think I'm going to be busy seeing my parents, seeing all of my family, grandparents, you know.
Kyle says he's got the Porsche gassed up for you. I don't know which Porsche he's referring to, but probably not the newest one, but one of the ones in his second garage. Anyways, we'll be ready for you.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you can take the 2011 one. Yeah. I don't want that one anymore.
just keep it. Drive it off a cliff when you're done. Sweet. You folks in your summer weather, jealous. I'm shoveling snow out here. It's no fun.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. For serious.
Wow. It snowed for us, but we didn't, but it didn't stick. So we're very happy.
All right.
Well, you broke up a little bit. I wasn't sure if you were. We haven't had any snow, clearly. I mean, it's Tennessee. Yeah. So it's gotten chilly, you know. We've had a few 30 degree days. So, but I love it. This is my favorite time of year. I'm very happy right now.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas. Have you started playing Christmas music? That's the I had to, when it started snowing November 1st here, I think I had to put on some Christmas music just to make it feel like actually there's a point to the snow happening. But
I can't listen to Christmas music until after Thanksgiving.
Oh, right.
I can't mix up my holidays like that.
Yeah.
So.
I hear you. All right. Well, we seem to be running out of steam, so maybe we should put this podcast episode out to pasture. Instead of making it limp along.
This is the awkward radio program episode.
Everyone's like looking at something else like, man, I'd rather be doing that right now. Adam is looking at the smoke alarm.
I need to go fix my smoke alarm. Or give it another go at it at least.
Can you at least do like a Vine or whatever, some sort of video capture of like set up the camera on the table or whatever and like record you in the end, like when you get to that point where you're just like smashing it with a bat, just at least send that up somehow. Well,
I think I'm just gonna start with that. So
got it.
Yeah.
All right, Tim, if people are so inspired by what you've had to say this episode, where could they find and follow and stalk you?
Oh man, that's horrible.
What? I mean,
hey, well, listen, this is how I look at it. We've done how many episodes before we finally had one that was just kind of like, you know, as if I was the only one on the show, you know? This is what every episode would be like if it was just me.
It was just the Adam show.
Yeah. You know, we've gone through a lot of episodes before we had one where it's just kind of, you know, everyone sounds tired. But right. So that's a success, guys. Come on.
You know what? I think that that's what it is, man, because I've been so tired with client work. I've been doing so much client work to try and finish everything. I took on way too much more than I can chew. And don't tell anybody, but I shouldn't say that publicly. Well, never mind.
Don't say something on a podcast that you don't want.
So. Yeah. but it's been tiring, man. I'm tired. But yeah, anyway, you can find me on Twitter.
So if that sounds good to you, you might want to hit up Tim on.
You can find me on Twitter as T-Tim Smith. I'm not on there very much these days, but I'll probably be there soon. And also the boldreport.net. That's growing really nicely.
Next time, I guess you're not going to be here next time. Ooh, man, me and Adam talking, that's going to be a long episode. So, Adam, what do you think about this? How about you, Adam?
That's really awesome.
Where can they
find
you?
I'm glad that's your impression of me.
At least I got the smoke alarm right.
Oh, you can find me at nest.com.
Is that where you're browsing to? All right, and you're listening to This is the Intellectual Radio Program, episode 13. That's what it is. It's lucky number 13. We should have known. I don't know. I'm not superstitious or suspicious. You can find it on sskTN.com/TIRP/13 for the. There's only three links. Nothing. You know what? Don't bother finding this episode. Just pretend it doesn't exist.
I have a feeling you're just gonna accidentally delete this episode somehow.
No, we have to put it out so we get over this hump. Like, we gotta have the bad episode. Get over this. Get the feedback from somebody. Send us an email saying how terrible it was, so we're reminded in a couple of days.
Yeah.
And send it to Adam.
We're suddenly going to get a bunch of 1-star ratings to counteract all the 5 stars we have.
Yeah. So. And at SSKTN on the Twitters, Facebook.
Did you see the review I added, by the way?
No. Put a screenshot into the chat room or something so that non-American folks can easily see it.
Okay.
SSKTN.com is where you can find other podcasts. There's actually a show that I just restarted, Show Me Your Mic. Had a good chat with Chris Coyer of CSS Tricks and the Shop Talk show and Code Pen, and amongst other things, talking podcasting and stuff. So that's out there. Tim, what's the last East Wing you've put out, or have you?
Oh, I'm on 2-week hiatus on a break. Right now.
Adam's on a break.
Well, I'm not technically, but I am.
You haven't put out an episode in a while, I guess, is the whether that's a break or a.
Yeah.
All right.
But the last one was Aaron Drapple, and that was actually a really fun episode.
Yeah, that's a great episode to just leave hanging there for a while. You can totally.
I was really happy.
Rest on that one for a while. Okay. Thanks for listening, folks. You'll get a refund at the door as you leave. And we'll see you next week in some form or fashion here on the Intellectual Radio Program on sskTN.com. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.